Surge up. Hey, this is Dave Davidson, and today the date is 4/9, April 9th, and the verse date that matches today's date is out of Ecclesiastes. Of course, it's 4/9, and you might have seen this verse on a poster or, on a plaque or some art as you grew up, and of course, you might already know it, but here's what it says. Usually, I looked up a lot of different translations last night. It basically says two are better than one because two have a better return for their work. Some translations say a better reward, which actually isn't. it sounds good, but I looked up the word for return. They're in the Greek, and it just means return. It doesn't mean reward. I mean, I suppose a return could be a reward. Actually, the word return in the Greek can also mean to restore. Two people can restore things better. Not that reward wouldn't be applicable, but just isn't in the Bible right now. So, and it talked about, in the word work, it talked about the definition of that word in the Greek was about a weary, toilsome effort. Okay, it wasn't just work or labor. It was like, and it also meant emotional or physical. You know, whatever really wears you down. You know, and I thought that resonated with my marriage in the way that we parent so hard. Okay, my wife is lovely and amazing, but we work hard at parenting. We work hard at our marriage. We work hard at staying together and everything else. Every marriage works hard at, and it's both emotional and physically hard, and it's a toilsome, weary labor with benefits, with blessings. And so I liked how looking up those words last night helped me understand this simple verse. It's a very simple verse, and you can do this too anytime, and I want to recommend a couple apps for you. Blue Letter Bible is fantastic. It's an app and it's a website. It's free. And you look up the verse, and you'll kind of get your way around there. But long story short, when you click the verse, and then you can click interlinear, which means then you can get into the Greek, and you just hit each word in the Greek has a number from a book called Strong's Greek Concordance, and where the definition of that word is, and it'll even tell you how many times it's in the Bible, and a lot of extra things about like adjectives and nouns and stuff that I don't fully understand, but but those words have a number, and it'll tell you how many times it's in the Bible and the real meaning of it. So, and you can just hit a little microphone there, you can hear the word pronounced if you want. And so it's not just a better return for their work, okay? It's a better return that restores things for their wearisome, toilsome, emotionally, physical labor, okay, that is takes a lot of effort. And two are better than one. It's better in so many ways. And so that's today's verse. It's a verse that whether you believe in God or the Bible or not, it's probably something that you can embrace. It's probably a truth, an axiom, a quote that you go, yeah, two are better than one. That's pretty unless it's ice cream. Ice cream, just one person is probably just as well. It's fun to share, but once you're done sharing, then yeah. So that, I guess it's all relative to my relatives. So try to remember in this verse in accordance to this date. Familiarize yourself with it. Ecclesiastes is quite an interesting book. It kind of goes up and down, and as soon as you think it's positive, it's kind of giving you this thumper on the head, like, you know, it's better to grieve. And it's like, wow. And so it is a hard book to understand. It's very fascinating. It's got 12 chapters. And so if you ever need a break from Psalms and Proverbs and you'd like to be a little bit confused and challenged and bewildered, I recommend the book of Ecclesiastes. Hey, take care. God bless. Rock on and surge up.